Yeah, if you could just specify if you want to address something to Helen or to Jonathan, that would be helpful. Okay, thanks.
We've tried to put some order on the bits of paper and bring sort of slightly similar questions together. Some of them are very specific, some of them are more general. So the first one I'm going to ask Helen to answer is about garbage in and garbage out in data collection and data.
And the first thing we thought about when we had this data set was, what about the gaps? What about no one's put any data in at all for a year? And so simply what we did was to look at the year before and the year after, if we had it, and average it. So we've taken a very straightforward estimation, which is different from the National Church's estimation methods, which are based at a diocese level formula. So that's partly the reason we haven't gone yet onto the online data capture for National Church. But we just use a simple estimation. If there are wildly up or down figures, you see them quite quickly in the charts. If there's something that looks really odd, we go back and correct it, which again, at the moment, you can't go back and correct national ones.
The next question was about publicising this work to other dioceses, sharing it. Helen, do you want to take that one?
For ours, we've publicised mainly by word of mouth, so we have quite a few people come through from different dioceses, and we've also been to the IDFF and shared the stuff there. Our volunteer has been up to Newcastle, potentially helping them to bring it in. They've only got 6 staff in their office there. And he's willing to come to any diocese and assist if you've got a volunteer there who can keep going with it, because I think there is a bit of ongoing looking after it and sending it out to people and things like that.
Jonathan?
No, I mean, we've started something similar, not in the depth that London have done, partly from the national stats and what we've got. I think we'll be recruiting the London volunteer quite certainly to try and put a meat on the bones that we've got. But it's very useful when you can drill it down at a sort of as a diocese, as an area, as a deanery. But also, you can start comparing like with like parishes across deaneries. And I think that's where it's so beneficial. We've had recent requests about giving, particularly from one of our larger parishes. We've been able to give him the stats from 6 or 7 other parishes, all of similar size and category, than here, so he could compare. And I said that wasn't just his deanery, that was Darsonwide.
Another use, actually, I found recently with some parishes coming together, merging, have said, can we have all the charts for the different parishes that are coming together so we can have a look at where we're going and how it'll fit?
Right, the next question was fairly practical about current financial training available for deans and lay chairs. Jonathan, do you want to start on that one?
I only had a debate earlier this week about exactly this with one of our archdeacons. We do offer training in the literature diocese, particularly to curates when they first get their placements, and also to new incumbents. So we see the curates going up to their first incumbency, or people coming from other dioceses. There is no question we can provide all the training, governance and support that raw deans, and I also think lay chairs to some extent as well, would benefit from. I very hear often that when you take something over, your training is finding out what your predecessor did, which may be good and it may not be good. But my other concern with training needs, and I find this with treasurer training, which we've just finished 3 of those as well, and we had about 450 people attend. But I do know that more often than not, those who potentially don't need the training will turn up, and those who desperately need the training will stay away. So I think unless we can work with our ministry development advisors to start trying to make things compulsory over a period of time, we accept they can't make certain meetings. But if we had rolling programmes and they were compulsory, then I think we may find a better way forward.
And we have training organised mainly by areas, so we will come support training that is planned at a more local level. Stewardship training, stewardship conferences, gift aid is a really, really popular training that we offer. But really, we're trying to get all the advice and support and signposting onto our website at the moment, so it's just there for everyone, 24/7.
Are there national church training resources?
There are. There's a parish resources website, and for anything that is the same for everybody across the whole country, I think that's where things should be. So actually most of the gift aid information is there on the national website, and we just direct people straight there, changing the wording that's just happened, for example.
But I guess if there's a need felt for financial management training, for example, the best thing to do is to ask and keep asking, and it eventually might be provided. Moving on then to, we then had several questions about different aspects of statistics, such as whether there are other models and what statistics are readily available. One question in terms of why we're always reinventing the wheel, why doesn't everybody have the same data available? Helen, do you want to start that one?
Yeah, I think it's really important to start by saying the only point in doing any of this really is to give us evidence base to our discussions about mission planning and everything else we want to do, because there's a lot of anecdotal discussions, a lot of myths that actually get busted when you sometimes look at what's actually happened with statistics. So it's not a love of statistics or a love of management tools, but a desire to have the facts in front so then you can get onto the proper debate and the proper discussion, and not spend the time discussing whether or not the anecdote is reality, which can go on for a very long time. So I think that was the first thing I'd say. But there are different models of collecting them. Yes, we don't want to keep reinventing them, which is why I was certainly conscious that what we had this volunteer do would be embedded into the organisation, so that if all of us were knocked down by buses, it could continue. And we have to just stick with this. We're into, as I say, we've run it three times, three lots of 10 years we've now got. And it's got to be there if we're all knocked down by buses, because we don't want it to be another initiative.
Can I just add one, I think one thing there, very much in favour of what Helen did. We've done something that's making the mission stats form change next year. I can't say that Lichfield was the pioneer, because I think we need something from Leicester. There are standard questions which the National Church have, and I think most artists now collect them online. London and Lichfield now collect them through our own websites, because it gives us the flexibility of asking what we decide are unique questions. And this year it was the unique questions that we asked more about average weekly attendance, and some different searching questions about leavers and joiners to get a little bit more information. So, you know, the stats form is going to change. I think the standard stuff's there. By adding a little bit of flexibility, it can answer part of the problem with the Geiger, because I think people sum off, particularly with ASAs and mission stats, I wonder how many people really say, well, what was filled in last year? It's not really the real live data. So I think that element of flexibility is crucial if we are going to change things going forward.
We also had a question about whether there's a point at which useful data management tools become the toys of management activity. And I think, and is there a danger that losing the human relational dimension becomes, you know, too if we've become too managerial? And I suppose this is harking back to something that we were talking about last evening. So do you want to have a go at that one, Helen?
Yeah, I think it's really what I was just saying about it's there. It's not so much we're enjoying using management tools and stats. It's getting evidence base into our decision-making so that we know where we are and where we're trying to get to, and measuring from one to the other. I think what we don't want to do is start over-measuring everything that we can measure. And I think there is a risk when I look at the whole of the annual return form that we're probably asking too many questions. We could probably cut a few of those out or change a few of them. And that's
welcome.
It's National Church Set. They are trying to get more feedback from the users now that the new Dr. Bev Botting is the new lady at statistics there, who is trying to listen more to the experience people are having in trying to fill it all in. And we've certainly fed back on behalf of London parishes. London parishes are going to find it really hard to do joiners and leavers, actually, because there's a huge churn, and with a large congregation it's very hard to know where people